Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Comes down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line, and the ball.
Oh, yeah. I remember being so excited about that game last year, the Washington game of the two meeting of rookies and Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, and it got flexed, you remember, to the prime time, that courtesy of CBS. And then we saw what happened. Caleb Williams drives his team down the field. They get an excellent chance. Then they score. Then Washington has time. Jaden Daniels goes down the field. And the Hail Mary, lovingly referred to as the Fail Mary. And the Bears lost every single game in the calendar year. It took 2025 and the Packers game for the losing streak to stop. 10 in a row. A flashpoint, whether or not we like to admit it. And now they face the Commanders again under much different circumstances. New head coach, a lot of different players, and more responsibility placed on the guy who busted his assignment in that play. He was supposed to be what they call the savior on that play, Tyreek Stevenson, but instead he was trolling the crowd, ended up tipping the ball into the right hands of the receiver, and the Commanders ended up winning the game. Did you even need the recap? Did you? We know how it went. And Mark, you have talked a lot about your conversations with Tyreek Stevenson, both last year since then and this year. And I think what we're really starting to see, at least in this last couple of games, is a guy who, because of injuries to Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, not only is more responsibility being placed on him, but I think we're seeing him finally use that energy in a way that's making it make sense, forcing turnovers, being a difference maker in games.
It also feels like he's been trying to save his Bears' life, quite frankly, because he was straight bad in those first two games of the season, especially in the Detroit game where, you know, he told us around his locker, he's like, that's not the stuff that I want out on tape. Yeah, he was ready to talk front and center. It could be, it's always uncomfortable going up to a player in the locker room who you know had a bad game because you don't know what kind of response you're going to get out of. You don't even know if they're going to talk. And it was like he was ready to talk and he was like very, you know, forthright that's not good enough. And look, this guy is fighting for his Bears career. And if he wants to get a second contract and all of that kind of stuff, that all plays into it. He just happens to have played very well in his last two games. Can he sustain that? That's the question. We don't know. Will he behave? Will he control his emotions? Guess what? It's not a problem solved yet. I don't know the answer to that yet, but he certainly has a chance to redeem himself in some way, shape, or form by just playing a good game again. against Washington on Monday. He doesn't have to do anything spectacular, but just play a good game. Keep doing what you've been doing. And symbolically, this will have been good for Tyreek Stevenson.
You know, Mark, as much as we saw him, I think, get roasted because of the lack of discipline on that Hail Mary, the significant part about that Lions game was how obvious it was that the game plan was to go after him. How much that they clearly saw him as a weakness and just tried to take advantage of every single time they had a receiver who was in play for some sort of gain against 29. It was just go after Stevenson every single play. And I could see why that would be a real flashpoint for him, because that's certainly what the attack and the plan was.
And get under his skin. I mean, it has to get into the heads of the guys going up against him, for sure. Like, he is flappable on the field. And that's why, like, I want to caution people. Like, while there has been this revival of Tyreek Stevenson, it's a work in progress. Yeah. It feels like every single day it's maximum effort for him to focus in practice, to focus in the games. Like, let's see him keep doing this.
Yeah, don't poke other receivers opposing you in the face, for example, in the helmet. You know, you did that a few times. I've talked about it quite a bit. But I think there has been, instead of the typical, oh, we take it as a learning experience, boilerplate response from NFL players when it comes to these moments, there was a lot of sincerity in what he had to say and how he's grown last year. This was in the Bears locker room yesterday.
It was harsh, you know, it hurt my feelings. And that's the best way I could explain it. It just hurt my feelings just, you know, being a football player and having one of those mistakes that's going to linger around even when my son grew up, you know, got to explain that to him. So definitely hurt, but just use it as fuel.
Is this one of those situations where a football play kind of turns into a life lesson for you? Because it just seems like you've done so much growing in the last year and reflecting on it.
Yeah. Like I told KB this too. I definitely appreciate that, because I would have never changed. You know, I had success with my mindset and what I was doing at that time, and I feel like, you know, with that situation, it's just preparing me to grow and to mature and to be able to accept whatever situation that comes with this game and be able to stand on 10 and stand and look these men in the face when things don't go my way.
The part about his son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm going to be pretty clear on this. I'm not trying to make any excuses for him, and I've been very clear about that. But you shouldn't have lost 10 games after that because of one play. A game isn't typically lost on one play. There's a lot that leads up to it. There were a lot of failures. As one of our Twitch friends points out, there was the mini fridge fumble that we have never spoken of again.
Doug Kramer.
So, yeah, was it bad? Yes. Should it have damned the Bears into 10 straight losses after that? There was a lot of people responsible for the Patriots' loss. There were a lot of people responsible for letting Amari DiMercato run all over them last year.
My God.
But in this piece of it, there needed to be some culpability, and it sounds, especially after the way they handled it last year, and there sounds like there is.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a pretty good job throughout this, I think, except for maybe immediately afterwards,
right,
of taking full responsibility and understanding the breadth of what happened and understanding that players in that locker room, veterans in that locker room, were not pleased with Tyreek. I mean, how could you be? How could you be? And I'm sure that I haven't. I don't know, maybe other reporters have. I'm sure there are a lot of players who are telling us one thing about that play last year and saying another, like really feeling another thing, like saying, yeah, it was last year, but they knew what a crucial moment that was. Is that why they lost 10 in a row? No, that is not why. As you said, Leo, there was many there were blocked field goals and all sorts of weird things and bad second halves that occurred. So it's convenient starting place. There's no doubt about it. And so I don't try to crush those narratives because so much went into it and the season was just a complete fail. But I don't know that really was like it. 3 games after that, it's Kevin Byard or veteran players going, man, that Tyreek thing, man, I just can't get over it. Doubt it.
Even
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The worst NFL team is still the 1% of the best football players on the earth. So when you consider it that way, they're professional adults. Theoretically, you come back from the one play.
Right.
That's not, but to have it set in motion the way it was, I liken it to a messy locker where you just put one more thing on the top and then everything kind of came crashing down.
It did crash down, and thank God. Thank God they won that final game in Green Bay.
Yeah.
With Mr. Thomas Brown as your head coach.
Salute Thomas Brown.
That's right.
Respect Thomas Brown. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody, Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody, talking about what has happened since the fail Mary. So Tyrique Stevenson was also asked in the Bears locker room if the loss to Washington from last year still hurts like it does the rest of us.
Did you think this is a subject you're not exactly looking forward to talking about?
Not at all, but here we are today. So I'm here for all questions to get all answers.
It's like Kevin Byard on his podcast. He said it still hurts. Why does it still hurt, and sort of how do you use that to help you grow from it?
Like I said on the podcast, it still hurts because at the end of the day, I'm a football player. And the last thing I want to do is have a play that's not so good and my name be memorable. You know, on top of all the good things I did, go overshadow that. But just use it as motivation to come out and stay focused on all tasks and definitely learn to wait till the clock hit 00. So just use that as a learning curve to mature and be the cornerback that this team needs.
You can tell there's a message there, huh? Stay focused.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I do think it takes and this is like true of many people, that people don't stay focused. He even, like, I was by his locker and he said that he takes, oh, no, I don't remember what it was. He had said something in a soundbite when I was doing one of my Bears reports earlier this year about making sure that he is focused, make sure he is, working out, making sure he is studying the playbook. And then he said, making sure that he's taking his pills. And Spiegel caught it. And I didn't really think about it. And then I was like, I just went up to his locker. And I was like, I don't want to bring up like a sensitive thing, but do you take something? Do you take pills of some sort? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I do. He's like, it's like a, it's an over-the-counter, like, caffeine pill, like ADD kind of thing that gives you maximum focus. Like, he showed them to me, too. Like, he's like, yeah, like, I need this to, like, keep myself, or helps to keep me focused. So that's where I get the intel to know that every day can be a challenge for him in terms of staying focused. And for the record, just so people, if I'm like letting something out I shouldn't, I asked him specifically, is it okay if I talk about this? Is it okay if I take a picture of? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. Went in the locker, showed me the little tin because it's over the counter. But that did inform me a little bit that is, you know, he needs to stay focused and he is working on doing it.
I wonder, I assume if he said that to you, that's been a conversation with the trainers.
Maybe.
I would assume that that's something that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thinking about going to get some of those for myself, actually. I can afford to stay more focused myself.
Not to burst everybody's bubble, but there are some substances that are sold over the counter that are highly addictive and they promote focus. I'm not saying that's the case here. I just, you know.
I think they're caffeine pills, basically.
Like kava, for example, is reportedly very addictive in its properties, and it is usually promoted to focus.
Okay.
I just want to throw that out there.
Okay.
I'm not saying that he's doing that because, it doesn't sound that way.
No, I mean, it seemed very innocuous, or else he wouldn't have answered the question, or nor would if he'd welcomed me back to his locker to show me exactly and let me take a picture of it as well.
Well, and if that's, you know, I'm sure that they're so, they monitor everything that goes in and out of people's bodies. You know, we've talked about it so many times with players that I'm sure that that's been part of the discussion. But focus for him had been a challenge,
yeah,
to say the absolute least. And I think it's going to be one where he continues to have to at least be mindful of this.
100%. And that is incumbent upon the coaching staff more than anything. What does Tyreek need today? What do we need to do to make sure, constantly monitoring, reminding him within the game, hey, don't fall prey to that wide receiver who's getting in your face over there. When Deebo Samuel this week, when you tackle him and then he gets up after a 12-yard gain and he's pointing in your face, relax, relax. Don't let that get to you. Don't fall into their trap. And I just think that, and it's okay. It's okay that he needs to be reminded of that, because guess what? He is super talented. This is a super talented football player who was justifiably drafted in the second round, and he can be terrific. I'm not saying he's Jalen Johnson or great. He could be a really good cornerback in this league for a long time if he continues to follow what the coaching staff is trying to put down, and he continues to be self-aware, as I think I just outlined.
I mean, the 15-yard penalties and the Hail Mary and the stuff like that, that's what can't happen. If he eliminates that, I think that would be a huge difference maker in his game. We have more to come here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Coming up next is halftime. I went to the John Summit show at Gallagher Way after our show. It was pretty great.
I was kind of jelly. I didn't stay.
We'll talk about that and another concert that happened in town that Grody and I got to see. So we'll do a little concert talk for halftime next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.